This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
What now? The Houthis say the U.S. will pay for those strikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen. The AP's Jennifer King.
In a statement, President Biden says the strikes were meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate attacks by Houthi militants on ships in the Red Sea. The U.S. Air Force's Mideast Command says it struck over 60 targets at 16 sites. It was the first U.S. military response to drone and missile attacks on commercial ships since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Houthi rebels have carried out 27 attacks involving dozens of drones and missiles since November 19th.
The reason for last night's action was self-defense.
Talking to Sky News, UK Defense Minister James Heapy notes that two nights ago, British and American Navy ships suffered attacks as well.
Attacks onto HMS Diamond, a Royal Navy destroyer that is currently in the southern Red Sea alongside three U.S. Navy destroyers.
In reaction from Yemen, a Houthi military spokesman, Brigadier General Yahya Sari, vowed retaliation, saying there were 73 raids with five military members killed and six wounded.
Here in the U.S., you may see some snow, heavy rain, dangerous cold, or even tornadoes in the next day or two, depending upon where you live. There's a blizzard warning for much of Iowa as presidential candidates campaign there ahead of Monday's caucuses. Republican Ron DeSantis is the governor of, well, Florida.
I was here last week, and I was in different parts of Iowa. It was like 25, 28, 30 degrees. And I'm just like, look, I'm a Floridian. I can handle this. This is no problem. 28 degrees, especially with not being windy. Yeah, bring it on. No problem.
The U.S. will increase oversight of Boeing after a panel blew off a jetliner in mid-flight last week. Israel is denying allegations that its war in Gaza amounts to genocide against Palestinians. The U.N.'s top court is holding hearings. This is AP News. If you've been thinking about buying a house, we've got some news about mortgage rates for you.
U.S. mortgage rates blipped up higher again this week. For the second straight week, Freddie Mac reports mortgage rates rose, now at 6.66% on average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan. It's the highest level in 4 weeks after prices started declining in late October based on the 10-year Treasury yield. Higher rates have crushed homebuyers' purchasing power at a time when home prices have been rising and homeowners are still hanging on to their existing properties, which were likely financed at considerably lower rates. 2 years ago, the average mortgage rate was 3.45%. I'm Jackie Quinn.
First Lady Jill Biden says the president's age is an asset. He's 81, the oldest American leader in history. She says he's got wisdom and experience. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.